Welcome to the Third City Christian Church podcast. This week's message is Go and Be Part 4, In Jesus' Name, Prayer Service, recorded Sunday, March 23rd, 2025. If you have a story about how God is working in your life, please let us know by sending an email to office@thirdcityc.org. Now here's Parker with today's message.
We've been in a series called Go and Be, talking about being the hands and feet of Jesus, loving people out in the world, being a light to the world. I really love this series. It's really my spiritual roots. I came to faith on a mission trip in Las Vegas, and I've told that story before, but I can tell it again sometime. But the Christian Student Fellowship, I was a part of Christian Student Fellowship, which is a partner of ours here at Third City. We support them, and they support us in so many different ways. That's a college ministry, and they would constantly place us in situations to go pray for people. So we'd be on a trip, and they would say, here, take this $40, go in downtown Denver, find somebody to buy lunch for when they used to be able to afford a lunch, you know, $40, and pray with them and listen to their story and see what God has in that. They would pair us off and say, go walk through this town and just encounter people. Ask them how they're doing, ask if they need prayer, and then come back and tell us the stories of what happened. Stuff like that would happen all the time. And of course, we sat under the teaching of God's word and read scripture, but we didn't just sit around tables and sit in rows. We were challenged to get up out of those spots and go love people and go seek people and go find people. And I pray that for our church too. I pray that this isn't just a Sunday morning thing for you. I pray that this isn't just a Wednesday night thing for you. I pray that God has your attention all week long and you're constantly got your eyes open, your heart open, your ears open to the needs of people around you so that you can be a helper, so you can love people, so you can heal people, so you can be next to people. Now, I don't have the time it would take to walk you all downtown Grand Island and let you wander around for 4 hours. That would be an absolute thrill. But in the 50 minutes that we do have, we're gonna pray, because prayer is just as important, if not more important and more impactful in the world that we live in. And if you're intimidated, don't worry. We designed this all for you. I'll be guiding you along the way. There's also going to be prompts up on the screen if you need something to look at once in a while to jog your mind, your memory. If you're a writer, feel free to get out your journal or the notes app, even though phones can be kind of distracting. There's no real rules here besides just don't be loud and don't be distracting. And I say that because I've been working with middle school boys for 10 years, and this was our last prayer experience at Element. That's the stool he sat on. So that's a middle school boy who's locked in, okay? He's in the zone right there. The veil between his stool and his face is thin. You know the Lord's working. I love those people. Okay, chances are, the people who are most stressed out about the idea of having some sort of prayer service today are one of two people. So the first is the people who haven't ever prayed, or the people who haven't prayed in a really, really, really long time. That's fair. Two, the group of people who feel like they are at odds with God right now. I remember the feeling. I know that feeling in my gut where you feel like you've been putting off this experience of encountering God and him encountering you, and this might be the moment. But to both of you, I'll tell you this. Jesus assured us that the love of the Father wants to embrace his kids even if they've been far off. I want you to imagine a loved one, a kid, a niece, a nephew, who you haven't seen for a decade, and you've wondered whether they are alive or not, and you see them walking towards you from a distance, you would have a hard time not running to them because you've missed them so much. That's how God embraces you when you come back to him, when he's waiting for you and you come walking in. That's the love that's going to receive you if you've never prayed, if you haven't prayed for a really long time, or if you feel like you're at odds with God today. This really could be a life-changing moment for you. I trust God with your hearts in this experience. We'll see what happens. Tell me the stories later. But why would we pray? Why would it make a difference? Is it any different than just meditating or sending good vibes? That's a good question. It's a good question. There's plenty of evidence that God responds dynamically when we pray, and things in the world actually change. There's also plenty of evidence that prayer is about changing our hearts to perceive and accept God's will and what he's had planned since the beginning. So it changes us and leads us through God's story. This is Philippians chapter 4. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. Isn't that good? It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. It's also a cosmic exchange. This is Romans 8. Also, the Spirit helps us. We are very weak, but the Spirit helps us with our weakness. We do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself speaks to God for us, even begs God for us. The Spirit speaks to God with deep feelings that words cannot explain. And it's something powerful to be reckoned with. This is James 5. Make this your common practice. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you can live together whole and healed. The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with. N.T. Wright, renowned New Testament scholar, mentions this. When we pray, we're not just sending up requests to a distant God. We're actually being trained in God's way of thinking, his way of life, his way of shaping the world. The point of prayer is not just to get something done, but also to become someone different. So to prepare our hearts, we look at what Jesus taught on prayer and how he taught us to pray. Would you join me in reading out loud the Lord's Prayer? This is the debt version, not the trespasses version, okay? Just a heads up, because that messed me up in the first one, and I have the script in front of me, okay? Matthew 6, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Prayer is about partnership and presence. Our souls long for this. So let's move into this space together, okay? We'll start by sharing a brief story vignette. We're gonna do three of these this morning. And it's really just to give you a character. It's to give you something to dwell upon, something to imagine in your mind, a character to consider. Our first one's a man named Brady. He might remind you of your neighbor.
My name's Brady. I live a few houses down the street. We've had a couple conversations when I was out taking care of the yard. I work hard and love my family, but lately, I feel like I'm just going through the motions. Right now, my wife and I spend most of our time going to the kids' activities, and it feels like we're more co-workers than anything. I work hard to provide for my family, but I'm stressed about money. I have a group of guys that I shoot the breeze with at poker night. I have a good life, I think. I just wonder, if this is really all there is to life, there's got to be something more than just eating, sleeping, and dying someday.
Okay, so you can just get comfy, kind of get the wiggles out, just get into a space where you feel comfortable praying. You can close your eyes, bow your head. If you're someone who needs to write, go ahead and write. If you're someone who needs prompts on the screen, if you're at home or you're driving in the car or whatever, do not close your eyes, but pray along with us. Just get into that space. Loosen up a little bit. Invite God in. And before we pray for our neighbors, and maybe that story sounded a lot like your life, I want you to just consider your heart. How is your soul? Is it well with your soul? Take an inventory. Sometimes we're up on the mountain and everything couldn't be going better. Sometimes we're in between, and sometimes we're in the valley. Things are just really hard. And like I said, maybe you pray every day, maybe you haven't prayed in a long time, maybe you never prayed at all. But here's a moment for you to give it a shot. And remember, the love of God is cheering you on and welcoming you home. You might start with simply talking to God about where you're at with him, frustrations, joys, gratitude, sorrow. questions you have, doubts, fears. Get into a space where you can be honest with them. Chances are there's one last thing that you're not telling God, or you're afraid to tell him because you don't want him to leave you. He can hold it. And surprise, he already knows. And he still loves you anyway. So maybe it's less about getting him to like you and it's more about you letting something go. And just say, I'm not going to let this stand between us anymore, God. God's desire is not to destroy you or give you a heavy burden or crush you, but it's to heal you and make you whole, to bring you back to life. I'm going to give you just a few more moments to just pray over your heart, your soul. Then we're going to zoom out a little bit. Okay, now let's get out of outside of yourself a little bit now. Sometimes just thinking about ourselves makes us a little more miserable than we need to be. Let's start thinking about some other people. Let's zoom out. What's your context? Where's God put you? Who are the people you're next to? What story are you living in? What are the characters in that story? Pray that God would reach the people that he's put you in contact with. Pray for them by name. Over and over and over again in Scripture, God purposely puts people next to each other or uses moments when people see with his eyes and the people they're next to. So pray for your city. In Jeremiah 29:7, the Israelites find themselves in a foreign land. God tells them to seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Take some time to pray for your city. For the first responders, the servicemen and women, doctors, nurses, garbage truck drivers, educators, teachers, preschool teachers, daycare providers, moms and dads, brothers and sisters. Just ask God to move in their lives. Ask God to bring their life wholeness. Now, I want you to bring to mind the one that keeps getting your attention. Maybe over the last few years, the last few weeks, or even right now in this moment, Jesus says it's his joy to leave the 99 to go after the one. And so should we. Who's that one person that's tugging on your heart that you're thinking, I have something to do with their story? We'll call them your one. Pay attention to what God's bringing to your heart. So here's how we're going to respond in this moment. On the count of three, we're all going to say these names out loud. Now, you can whisper it. You can say it under your breath. You can say it backwards if it's the person next to you, you know. So on the count of three, we're just going to whisper that one person's name. Say that one person's name. One, two, three. Skylar.
My name is Bissell. I'm in 10th grade and live in Fort Thompson, South Dakota. I'm a proud member of the Crow Creek Sioux Tribe. Right now I live with my grandpa and my little sister, Steph. Steph and I have come to the Takata Youth Center since we were kids. I have worked at the TYC since I was 14. Every day I get to see kids come into the TYC and learn about Jesus, play together, and have good meals. I like knowing that they have a safe place to be, because they don't all have that at home. I never knew about Jesus until I came to the TYC, and now I can't imagine my life without him. The TYC is my second home, and working here has given me friendships and encouragement that have helped me grow in my faith. I love being a role model for these kids, and my sister Steph is always talking about wanting to work here when she's old enough. I love getting to see God work through me and the TYC every day.
Okay, so you can enter back into that posture of prayer however you're comfortable. Bow your heads, close your eyes, look at the screens, whatever you need to do. We're going to take a moment to just pray for some of the people in our region. Bissell shared her story. Consider what it's like for kiddos in underserved and under-resourced areas for those children. And maybe this is a part of your story. Consider, bring it to your heart, what it would be like or what it was like as a child to not know where the next meal was coming from. Losing family members to addictions. Being confused about who your family even is because of all the wreckage that has been brought into the family. Think of those things. The story of the Bible is God constantly bringing hope into seemingly hopeless situations. So pray and consider, pray for and consider some of those individuals here in our hometown even, or if you're watching online, your hometown. Bring to mind the last thing you drove by that broke your heart. Pray for that. Pray for those people. Homelessness is often more complex than what we see on the surface. And we talked about this last few weeks, as it's so easy to judge. But behind those situations are stories, individuals who matter to God, and most likely generations of brokenness. So pray for God to strengthen those who serve people in this stage of life. On the screen, we have the names of a few of our local partners who move into these spaces with open arms and open doors to people who need that help. Would you pray for them, their staff, that they'd be fully staffed with people who are sold out for the kingdom of God, who love people the way Jesus loves people, who can bring a whole different level of healing on a spiritual level? Sharing the gospel, sharing the good news of Jesus. As you're thinking over them, praying over them, I'm gonna read you 1 John 4. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. We are a part of God's love being encountered here on earth. So for this next portion, just ask you that you would put your hands out, that you put them on your knees, right on your lap, just in a posture of receiving, but also giving things to God. Open, available, ready for God to speak to you, to show you something, or to change your heart.
My name is Jorge. I live in Salama, Guatemala. My wife and I have 6 children. I get up at 4 a.m. to work in the fields. On a good day, when there is work, I can make $8. Now that my son Gabriel is in 7th grade, he joins me to work in the field. Last year, my wife almost died when giving birth to our youngest. They both had to go to a hospital in the capital, 3 hours away. It will take me the rest of my life to pay off the hospital loan that we owe. Every day I pray to God that there will be enough food for our family, but many nights we need to go to bed hungry.
So let's return to that space of prayer, of considering the people that are in a different area of life than us. Start entering into that space where you empathize with the people who have completely different lives than you. I remember this moment when we went to Kariobangi in 2019. That the Jesus that they worship there in Kenya is the same Jesus that we worship here on Sunday mornings. The same Jesus that they're praying to for deliverance in the Southern Hemisphere is the same Jesus that we pray to for deliverance here. This is a global church with so many brothers and sisters from far off places. This isn't just a central Nebraska thing. Amen. This isn't just a Midwest and Bible Belt thing. This is a global church. So pray that God would provide for them in ways that they specifically need him to show up. Pray that his church would unite all over the world to take care of each other and reach the lost with hope and truth. Pray about your heart for the world. God's compassion covers the entire universe. Where does your compassion end? At the end of your driveway? At the end of your city limits? Ask God to expand your compassion to those who are far away. In need. Let me read Isaiah 49:6 over you. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Just a few more moments to pray for those people. Pray for your heart for those people. In the next few months, we have 2 teams going international, one to Guatemala and one to Southeast Asia again. The names of those individuals are on the screen. Would you mind praying over those names? These are moms and dads, teachers, doctors, brothers, sisters, daughters, sons. Pray for their heart. Pray for their fear. The world can be a pretty scary place. Pray for their hearts to open and see people like God sees people, and to return to us and encourage us to love people more. Now, before we head into communion, I just want to give you an update on Nassim and his family. They're online with us right now. We shared a story 2 weeks ago, and though it had nothing to do with us sharing his video, spiritual warfare and attack is a very real thing, and Nassim's family was jumped and attacked by locals in their camp because of their faith in Jesus, displacing their family yet again to another safe house situation. All their belongings got left behind, and they're trying to figure out a way to secure them. And though it's a heavy moment, they also see some good coming out of it. They have their own space in the new shelter, and it's less crowded, possibly a better spot to start from scratch again. Pray for God to turn this evil to good and to heal their hearts from how they've been violated. They're our brothers and sisters. So let's help carry that spiritual burden. Nassim, inshallah, and family, I'm so sorry. I wish we could be there to help. In a moment of love, if you are praying for Nassim, inshallah, in this moment, would you raise your hand so they could see you? We're gonna take a wide video shot, and they're gonna be able to see if those around them are praying for them. And Shala texted one of us and said, my eyes cry and my heart cries tears of joy to know my church is praying for us. You can put your hands down. Thank you. We're gonna take communion now. I think this is a great time to do it. Communion's a worldwide moment of unity and praise for the church. In this moment, we remember Jesus, who reestablished a perfect relationship and connection with us to God, Father, Son, and Spirit. His sacrifice built a bridge from our brokenness into his blessing. And so we take the bread to remember his body broken. And we take the cup to remember his blood shed. And as you wrap up with communion, I just briefly want to share with you our head, heart, hands challenge for the week. We've been doing this through Go and Be, and here's this week's challenges. Here's a head challenge. Join the last week of the Ramadan prayer experience and expand your vision for how God is reaching unreached peoples. There will be links included with this post at 1 p.m. on our social media and in our church app, so you can find that prayer guide. The heart challenge. Listen to the Spotify or Apple Music playlist that we're posting later. We created to help us expand our vision to Go and Be Love Unlimited. Music's the communication of the heart, the soul of emotion. Let God work through that. Hands challenge. Prayer walk through your neighborhood every day this week. Prayer prompts are available to help you as you walk. Once again, that'll be posted. To have an open heart, open eyes, and open ears to your neighbors. God's always with you, and that means he's right here, right now.
Thanks for listening to the Third City Christian Church podcast. Please join us for one of our live worship services at 8:45, 10:15, or 11:30 a.m. in Grand Island, 9:15 and 10:30 a.m. in Broken Bow, and on Facebook Live and at thirdcityc.online.church each Sunday at 10:15. For more information about Third City Christian Church, send email to office@thirdcityc.org. Call us at 308-384-5038 or visit us online at thirdcityc.org.